lift up your twins and give him all your thanks, all your praise. Lift up your spirit and give him all your thanks and all your praise. He deserves it all. He deserves it all. Give him worship this morning. Arakapola Soto Koriba Shandia. Give him praise. Give him all the glory. Arakapala Shandia. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. Lift up his name. Appreciate him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Bless his holy name. Thank him and worship him this morning. Spirit, as we sing this to him, two times.
Oh, Lamb of God, you are holy.
Oh,
Lift up your voice and just bless him this morning. Thank him. Lift up your voice and say something good to him. If you are not bowing your knees, you must bow your hearts and reference this God. He deserves it all. He deserves all glory. He deserves all our thanks and worship. Let's give it to him this morning. Let's give him all worship this morning. Lord, we bow our knees, we bow our hearts, we bow our spirit before you. Lembra zobalabazan de boloboyodo. Imbrezon dalibazen de boliatama. Imfrokoporobo shatakaya balabasan tiriyalaba. Rekapolobo shantariyalaba. Rekapa shatakaya bababa. As many of us that can pray in the Holy Ghost, let's worship him in the spirit. Let's worship him in the spirit. Let's worship him in the spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we worship. That's too low. Let somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Let one living soul shout a better amen. Amen. Father, we return our glory to you this morning. Ancient of days, thank you for who you are. You are our God, you are our King. You are God and God on your own. God in your own capacity. God in your own class. God all by yourself. We return our praise to you today. Thank you for who you have been in our lives. You have been our shield. You have been our helper. You have been our buckler. You have been our defender. You have been our strength. You have been our grace. You have been our joy. You have been our glory. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Blessed be your holy name. What you have been to our life is inexhaustible. If we are recounting all your goodness in our life from now to next millennium, it's not enough to appreciate and celebrate you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lift up your hands one more time and give him all the glory. Let's rise up on our feet and let's just worship him. Let's thank him. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord. La 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 la. Do you know that song? Bigo boy, Jackie Kia, Bigo boy, Rory me Jackie Kia, Koto Koto, Lati Baba Logo, Koto Koto. Do you know the song now? Alright, let's take it three times. Bigogo iru ori mi jeki kia. Bigogo iru ori mi jeki kia. Koto koto lati yi baba logo.
Koto koto lati yi baba logo. Koto.
Some of us are forming as if you are not a Yoruba man or a Yoruba woman. It's a very simple song. If all my hair, all my body, all the parts of my body is full of tongues, it's not enough to praise the Lord. Amen? As I was rounding up that worship, I just heard that song in my spirit. So I didn't just sing it, I just heard it in my spirit. And I want you to sing it. Big bobuinori miti le jeki ki aha koto lati yin baba logo koto. That's just some very simple. If all the hairs of my head, let me give you the direct interpretation now. All the hairs of my head. Are you getting what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Neither do you know, maybe some of us did not know that the hair on your head. The Bible said they are numbered. Yeah. Have you? It didn't say they are counted. It said they are numbered. So that's to let you know that the hair on your head can be picked one after the other. And if each and every one of those hairs are tongues that can speak, that can say something, it's not enough to glorify the name of the Lord. If we are to count the number of our hairs this morning, I think this place will be full of tongues. Huh? There are some of the women here that have a very long hair, big hair, that the hair on your head alone is up to 10 million. And if all of them turn to tongues to praise the name of the Lord, it's not enough to celebrate him. Do you get that now?
Yes,
and that's the song I want us to sing. We are going to sing it 3 times. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to jump, jump. Eh? Don't foam for God, though. Eh? Lose yourself in God's presence.
Yes,
tell somebody beside, say, lose yourself before God. Say it one more time. Say, lose yourself before God. Don't worry. Somebody may pocket and just be like, Koto. Just leave that person and face your God. I've told you times without number. Face your front. Are you getting what I'm saying now? All right. Let's take it 3 times. Just 3 times. 1, 2, go. With your own voice, right
to me.
Beat 2 times. 1, 2, go. God wants to hear your own voice.
Koto, koto, Latin yin baba logo. Koto, koto, Latin yin baba logo. Koto.
Alright, pick it one more time.
Big boy in the mi je kiki ahon koto koto lati yin baba logo koto.
All right, give us the instrument 3 more times.
Big boy in the mi je kiki ahon mi je kiki koto koto lati.
Alright, just once, jump up and shout a very big hallelujah. Amen. Our God has been so good to you this morning. God has been so good to you this morning. You woke up this morning, you pick your hand, you are able to pick it. You pick your leg, you are able to pick it. You pick your body, you are able to pick it. Amen. You woke up, you remember all you did yesterday. There are some people that woke up this morning, their entire memory is already wiped off. But glory to God, you are here this morning. One more time, shout a very loud hallelujah. Amen. Lord, this morning, visit us. Speak to our hearts. Prove yourself a living God. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. All right, we may be seated in His wonderful presence very briefly this morning. I'll try as much as possible to be snappy here because I want the new couple to do their Thanksgiving on time so that they can go for the Thanksgiving in their parents' church. But I think they should hear the word of God before they go. Praise God. Alright, this morning I want you to write this topic down. Still on strategic helper. But I sense in my spirit that God wants us to go another direction and understand the mysteries of God. So this morning I'll be ministering on understanding God in expectation of your strategic helper. Understanding God in expectation of your strategic helper. Understanding God in expectation of your strategic helper. Yeah, as much as you are expecting strategic helper in every areas of your life, in every areas of your life, financially, spiritually, maritally, physically, in every area, career-wise, I want you to also know that there is need for you to understand how God operates, how God does His own things. Is somebody hearing me tonight? How God does His own things, how God operates. Amen. Alright, let's first of all read the scripture. That's the scripture we are going to really deal with this morning. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55. And let's look at verse number 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 55. The book of prophet Isaiah chapter 55. Verse 8 and 9. Yes, Benjamin? Now look at what God said. My thoughts. Pick that microphone. So that it will not be as if we are reading from a different, okay? Yeah.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Now, God said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Neither are your ways my ways.
Neither are your ways my ways.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher
now,
than the heart.
Look at what God said. He said, for as the heaven is higher than the earth.
So are my ways higher than your ways.
Says, so are my ways higher than your ways.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
Than your thoughts. All right, God bless you. Let's read from about two other versions. Anybody with good news? Can you give us the good news? Okay, good news. I'm not going for message yet. Good news. Eight. Good news. Anybody with good news? Anybody with good news? My thoughts seeth the Lord. I'm not like yours. My ways are different from your own. Now, this verse 9. Now, give us verse 9. It said, as the earth does what? As high as the heavens are above the earth. So I are my ways and thoughts above yours. Thank you. Okay, let's look at it in the message now. Let's look at it in the message. I don't think the way you think. The way you walk isn't the way I walk. God's decree, yeah? For as the sky, so as I above earth, so the ways I walk surpasses the way you walk. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. And I think this scripture is calling us to a place of understanding God more deeper than we know. This scripture is calling us to a place that we must know Him and know the way He does His own things and the way He operates His own system. Then we do everything possible to bring ourselves into that and understand Him more. And let me quickly say this to you. When you understand this scripture very well, there are some complaints you will never make. When you understand this scripture very well, there are some regrets you will never allow around you. When you understand this scripture very well, there are some things that happen to you. Even that's why people say this is bad. You just smile over it. Why? Because you already know the way God works. The way He does His own things. And now let me quickly say this. Many times, God look at some of us, if not all of us. You understand what I'm saying now? Except those people that are already trying to dig deep around God. But God look at many of us and look at us that we are not yet ready for many things that we are asking for. Let's read that scripture again in Yoruba. Let's just read it in Yoruba. For Buddha. Eromi ki ise eroyin. Ona mi ki si se ona yin. Ni Oluwa wi. Bi orun ti gaju aye lo. Be ni ona mi gaju ona yin lo. Eromi si gaju eroyin lo. You understand what I'm saying now? It's like you are thinking about this altar. God is thinking about the top of the roof. Somebody is not hearing me. Our thinking is about this altar. Okay? This altar is having 3 steps or 4 steps. But God is thinking about the top of the roof. And you can see now that the thinking pattern will not go together. So many times, we come to the altar. We pray. Many times, we come to God. We ask. Many times, we come to God. We knock the door. And we pray, we ask, we believe God. Now expecting God to do things in our own way, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. We are expecting Him to do things in our own method. In your method. In your own way. But God just look at some of us and said, oh God, these people are not yet ready for what I have for them. Because they are looking at me like man. If you look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, around verse 6, 7 and 8, when Samuel got to the house of Jesse, and he said, well, these are the children. When Eliab come to the front, he wanted to anoint Eliab. What did God say to Samuel? He said, come on. I've rejected him. Do anoint him. I don't look the way man look. I don't look the way man look. I don't think the way man think. He said, you look at the outward. I look at the inside. You look at the surface. I look deeper than the surface. I look deeper than what you think you know. So this is very important. This is very important. So you must understand how these things run. So God loved to do things in his own way. Now, one of the things we are asking God for at this season is strategic helper. And on several occasions we are praying that prayer. Our focus is not on God, our focus is on man. Because we have said strategic helper. You know, man is the one you are relating with. But you must come off that thinking. You must come out of that level and understand this God better. I need to emphasize on that. Before I tell you some of the things I mean, I know some of you are yet to understand exactly what I'm trying to say now. But you must understand that God walks in his own ways. Is somebody hearing me now? God walks in his own way. Let me ask you a question. How many of us have been, okay, let me ask some of us that went to higher institution. The first time you enter university, praise God. The first time you enter, the very first day you enter university, what is the thing on your mind? Huh? Talk to me. Bro, Tunla, when you enter university for the first time, your first time in our institution, what was on your mind? What mentality are you coming with? Mentality of secondary school. Talk to me. Mentality of secondary school. You are coming with belief of secondary school. Okay, we are going to have timetable agreed. Then we'll be calling our teacher from staff room to come and lecture us. Then you think when you get to class, somebody will tell you, where do you put your leg on the table? Why are you behaving like that? He won't do that. No lecturer will tell you that you shouldn't do that. Praise God. I've been to a lecture room where some girls are painting fingernails. And lecturer will not do anything. Sit down, sir. Praise God. I can remember one time, I was still in secondary school. My elder sister was at Adeyemi College of Education, Ondo. And they asked me to go and give her food. So on getting to her school, I met her, I saw her. And I delivered the message. He said, no, you can't just go like that. I have a lecture now. And you have to wait for me. He said, but anyway, let's go. You can't stay alone in the room. Let's go. I said, where? It's a lecture room. I said, your teacher will send me away. She laughed. She laughed. They don't care about anybody. Okay? When we got to the lecture room, I sat down. And the man was teaching. Doesn't care about anybody. Praise God. And at a point, he was dictating for them. What will I write? I don't know anything. And the man walked by my side. He said, can you just see your head? You are not jotting. Come for tests. He didn't know that I'm not ready for tests. He said, small time, come for test. I'll come and be cheating in examination. I'll deal with you. Do you understand? But thank God that day, he didn't ask me, what's your matric number? What's this? What's that? Are you getting what I'm saying now? He didn't even know the number of people that are in the class. So I was coming, you know, I was coming with the mentality of secondary school. But how university runs is different from secondary school operation. Likewise, I'm glad to let you know, many of us come to God with the mentality of human being. But God says, no, I do things in my own way, not in your own way. And do you hear what I'm saying now? And if God is going to do things in his own way, not in your own way, there are some times it will pain you. There are some times it will do what? You are no man screaming. I know you don't like that pain. It will pain you. There are some times you are going to cry. But because we don't understand God, we hold on to that pain and lose sight of what God is bringing. We hold on to that pain and lose sight of what God is bringing. We hold on to what we are going through. There's going to be a rejection. Sometimes God brings a helper your way in form of rejection. Praise God. You know, overnight I was just looking at my Bible. I don't just know why my spirit just go to Jonah. And I was looking at the life of Jonah. boy, Jonah. Okay, now let's agree. He's even going for the work of God. He's going for the work of God. He ran away from God. He was to go to Nineveh. That is the place of assignment. But he was escaping to where? To Tarshish. Huh? He picked grace and he was running to Tarshish. So finally, in the ship, because there is a lot of problem now, they discover is the root of the problem. A servant of God is the root of the problem. Is our main problem here. So what do we do now? He said, throw me overboard. The people did not even think twice. Somebody is not hearing me. You are not hearing what I'm saying now. They didn't even think twice for somebody to say, hey, wait. Let's wait for another ship that is going back to where we are coming from. Do you understand what I'm saying now? It's like you are going to Ilorin, but originally you're supposed to be on your way to Kaduna. And then finally they discover that there are a lot of problems in the vehicle at Uyareke or somewhere like Kudu. And they discover that you are the problem. And they now say, okay, bros, you have to come down from our car. Then the driver will be good enough and say, okay, let's reach Mokwa. When we get to Mokwa, we release you to a car going to Mina. So when you get to Mina now, you find a vehicle going to Kaduna so we can be free. For them to even, okay, let's get to the next seaport and drop this man. Let him go. Go back to where he's coming from so that he can go and find his way. But do you know they never think twice? The next thing they will do is to throw him overboard. They just carry him. 1, 2, 3. Then the next thing is chua. Like that. And they continue as if nothing happened. But lo and behold, human being threw him away. But they threw him to the hand of God. There are some times. Do you know it's the hand of God they threw him to? As they threw him away, they didn't even see him to be struggling with water. I say, hey, yeah. The moment they throw him, pow! They never see anything again. God has arranged a whale to come over and swallow him. And God said, no. They throw you away, but you are still in my hand. There are sometimes men will disappoint you. God is taking you through the journey to a place where your life will be better. It's not every time they throw you away you should be bitter. It's not every time they throw you away you should think that somebody is against you. It's not every time that they throw you away that you should think that God has rejected you. On several occasions, if God is going to work according to his own plan, he will remove the hand of human being from your life. I want to believe somebody is understanding what I'm saying this morning. I'm not going to stay long here, but that's what God showed me this morning. That many of us are complaining. Many of us are shouting. Many of us are saying, no, things are not working. I'm not enjoying this life. It's like this world should come to an end. There are some of you that are even asking Jesus to come now. It's not because you love Jesus so much like that. It's because you didn't just like what is going on. Let Jesus just come so that all of us go home. You know, sometimes when we are talking about Nigeria, Mama Niki Jesu tie dejare. I say, Mama, if you are in America, you won't say that. Praise God. If you are in the United Kingdom, you will say, Jesus, you come. Huh? It's like on Thursday, you say, Jesus, you come. I think Sister Rebecca and Victor, they will almost curse you. Life is about becoming good for us. And you say, Jesus, you just come. They will not want Jesus to come because everything is okay. But there are some of us now that wish Jesus could come. So that he will bring an, he has not, now let me tell you one thing, the coming of Jesus has nothing to do with pain or enjoyment. It's going to come at the appointed time. But let me tell you this, if God is going to work things out according to his own plan, he will make sure that men disappoint you because he's taking you somewhere. They threw Jonah overboard. They continued their journey, but God rescued him. Now forget about the disobedience. But God came for him. God came for him. Originally, he would have returned to where he was coming from. But his destination, God took him there. Now, look at the way God works. Somebody is not hearing me now. Huh? You know in Yoruba language, one year biti. Abi? E biti ti okweku. Then ko fe ifele yin now. That is a trap that doesn't kill a rat. Then release the fish they put on top of the trap now to the owner. Make it chop in thing. When rat no come chop her. You understand what I'm saying now? Ebititi okweku fe ifele yin now. But this time around, ebiti okweku, but Olorun gbe lo si biti. Everything needed is available. His congregation, the people he will minister to, the anointing needed, all of them is at Nineveh. But if the people will ever return him, they return him to where he's coming from. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So they throw him overboard. If you want to die, die. So that our life can be free of problems. But God rescued him and took him to the exact place he was going without transportation fee. So also, many times people remove you from their list. People reject you from their lives. People don't want to see you. It's like there is no job. It's like there is nobody helping you. It's like there is nobody listening to you. Hey, don't be embittered. God is planning something bigger than what human being can do for you. Is somebody hearing me this morning? I don't know whether God is encouraging somebody this morning or God is showing somebody something this morning. It doesn't work in your own way. And when it doesn't work in your own way, your thought, your plan, your arrangement will not be in line with God's plan. So when he's working by his own plan, you will think he hates you, but he doesn't hate you. He's only taking you through the process to where you are going. Can somebody say amen? Okay, now, how many of us have had, you know, I've told you times without number, how many of you have had sore on your leg before? I'm talking of real sore. I'm not talking of this mosquito bite me, I scratch it. Real sore. Egbo, egbo, egbo. You've had it on your leg before, let me see your hand. Eh? Like you want to come down from machine. And you just put your leg. Eh? On the exhaust. And what happened? The thing just removed. And you see a red leg. Nah, like that. Now, when we are very young, we normally have a lot of that. You know, I've told you times without number. Sometimes when I look at mama's leg, I keep asking myself questions. Shall we show Monday at all? Did these people ever do childish play? Because the leg is as if they laminated it. No single saw. I said, mama, you try. I said, well, thank God for your leg. But my own leg, sir. If we bring it out. Oh, boy. I was coming from school one day. One man was pushing his machine. I went and collected machine. Please, is it my machine? No. Do you want to ride it? No. I was just helping the old man. A machine just tripped. As I wanted to grab the machine, there is one iron under the machine that just hooked my leg. Sir, it takes grace to remove my leg from the iron. So I have to remove my singlet now and tie it, my underwear. I have to tie it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Around the leg because the blood was just too much. And I took that one for about 2 or 3 weeks. But do you know what? Anytime they are using hot water, my mother is using tetracycline. You know tetracycline? Eh? Tetracycline, when we are young, is not just for dysentery. It's also for soul. When they open that thing, pow, and you see the yellow something inside. Oh my God. If they put it, sir, it's terrible than iodine. I don't know, maybe any of you have tested that before. It will be answering your brain in the next 30 minutes. It will be answering your brain. My mother will not just look at my face. But originally, I want my mother to take care of that leg according to my own plan. Not according to her plan. Her own plan. is that if I don't take care of this leg, this boy's leg will be amputated in the next few weeks, because it will keep decaying. But then when he's beating me, when my mother is beating me, put soap on my head, and they are washing. You see me do the leg like this. I do the leg like, my mother will say, bring it down. Bring that leg down. Now, my plan is, if they want to amputate it, let them amputate it. Somebody is not hearing me. I didn't say it with my mouth, but I'm saying it with my action. But my mother will say, no, they won't amputate this one. I don't know where God is taking you, but you will need the second leg to stand somewhere tomorrow. So everything needed, my mother will just bring the sponge to that place. As he's going there, poof, and just open it. Sometimes blood gush out. I shout, yay. My mother will say, Do you see pus? They will now go and bring out water. I'll be shouting on the floor, yay, yay, yay. I'm going through that pain because my mother knew that in the future, this leg will be needed. There are sometimes you want people to pamper you. They want to destroy your future. But God whisk you away from their hand. It's so painful to you now. But God is waiting for your enjoyment tomorrow. And that's why he said, my ways are not what? Your ways. Somebody is not hearing me this morning. I don't know whether you understand the angle at which I'm talking this morning. There are some of you, if they rebuke you, some people say, no, I don't want that one. It's your future. God knows why he brought you to somebody who will not take it easy with you. I was listening to one man of God in America this morning. I believe he did the meeting yesterday, T.D. Jakes. He said, every battle is a blessing. But I look at that statement. Every battle is a blessing. I said, let me listen to this man. He said, number one, that you can even fight a battle is a blessing in the first place. He said, there are some people that the battle of life just swallow them as soon as it comes. That you are even still fighting, is a blessing. He said, so, if that battle land you on ground, he said, my brother, stand up. You have the strength. Another round. Another round. If you don't go for that round, the victory will not get closer. There are some times God allow you to be defeated. There are some times God allow you to be ridiculed. There are some times God allow you to go through pain. There are some times God allow you to go through unpalatable situations. It's not because he hates you. He's just doing your life in his own plan, according to his own plan. If he does it according to your own plan, you will enjoy now and cry tomorrow. But according to God's plan, you will cry now and enjoy tomorrow. Look at somebody beside that person. Say, Lord, you are not saying it to that person. Say, Lord, visit my life and do it in your own way. We normally sing with one song. Hey Lord, how many of us remember that song? Have your way, Lord. Do it the way you want to do it, Lord. You know better than I know. You can see better than I see. I won't question, Lord. Have your way. But do you know what? We sing that song, but we still question God. Why do we question God? Because we don't understand this scripture that his ways are not your ways. That his thoughts are not your thoughts. Sometimes somebody come to you in a relationship and tell you, I am no more doing. He break your heart, break your head, break your emotion. And you are crying in a room, but you don't know that God is organizing a future deliverance. You don't know. Now, let me go to the heart of this message this morning, because I'm through now. I've been able to deliver the message to you now. God is doing everything according to his own plan and according to his own purpose. Stop getting worried. You are safe in his hand. Stop getting worried. You are safe in his hand. Enough of complaining. Life may look as if it's not beautiful. God is working something out. God is working something out. It's possible you woke up in the morning, there is nothing on you, there is no hope in sight. There is The future is even bleaking. But don't worry, God is working something out. May I quickly say this to you? God has the certain man in the wilderness in mind for Joseph. God has, in fact, let me jump to the end. God has the palace of Pharaoh. Palace of Pharaoh, the land of Egypt, and the preservation of the remnant of Israel. Because God knew that in the nearest future, there is going to be a serious famine that will claim the life of everybody. The famine will be so terrible all over the world. It's going to be a worldwide famine that nobody can survive, including the Israelis. And there is a covenant of God upon Israel that Israel cannot be wiped out. So God look at it. What do I do now? Okay, I will use Joseph to preserve them. But how will Joseph get to that place where resources will be available for him to preserve the Israelites? How will he get there? How will he get there? If I carry Joseph from his father's house, pam, a year to famine, and throw him to the palace, people will shout foul play. You are not hearing me. Foul, 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 foul. God is not just. How can you just carry somebody from his father's house? Like that. Yes, he can do it. Nobody will question him. But he now says, oh, let me do it this way. Let him walk his way. Let him walk his way from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder. So, oh yeah, come up, boy. Alright. Keep passing through now, gradually. But how do I start off? Let me instigate. Let me carry his brother. And incited them against Joseph. Let me tell you this. There are some people, if they don't go against you, you won't go far. There are some people, let me tell you one thing. They are not the one. They are not the one fighting you. It's God that organized them to fight you. There are some people, if they don't rise up and kick against you, you won't wake up. So God just look at it. What do I do for this young man now? Okay, I think what I should do is this. Let me use his brother against him. His brothers against him. But Lord, I am praying. But Lord, I am praying. 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 And do you know Joseph is a man of prayer? Joseph is a man of the word. Joseph is a man that is closer to God. He walks his way in righteousness before the Lord. He knows the Lord very well. But God said, no, we must permit this one to happen. This one must happen. If it doesn't happen this way, you won't get to where I have in mind for you. So there are sometimes some people will not respond to your call. Not because they hate you. God is the one using them. Some people will use knife to cut you. Not because they don't like you. But it is this God that is using them. Do you know why? His ways are different from your ways. So sometimes, when little things happen and you are complaining bitterly, I'll show you three things that make us to lose the result of some of the experiences that God is bringing our way. Then we begin to pray now. I'm through this morning. But listen to this very well. Some people will not respond. It doesn't matter your level of prayer. They won't respond. They won't respond. Some people will not like you. And you'll be hearing people saying, but this man is not like that. Why did he just say to you like this? It is the hand of the Lord. It's the hand of the Lord. How many of us have read several scriptures, especially the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, the book of 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, the book of 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles? There are sometimes some enemy will come against the people of Israel. The Bible says it's from the hand of the Lord. Boy, the Bible will say it's from the hand of the Lord. For enemy to come against me from the hand of the Lord, yeah, sure. For my mate to be promoted and I am demoted, yeah, from the Lord. from the law. From the law. Sure. One man was sharing his experience with me here some years back. It's been long now. What I'm saying now is up to 10 years. The man was sharing his experience. He has a very big job in Abuja that he wants to go and do. A very big job. He's a furniture man. And they asked him to come to Abuja. So he was to go to Abuja with two of his apprentice boys. So two of his boys. And he said, we are getting to Absalom Garage by 6 a.m. Okay? What time? 6 a.m. So that means you people are not leaving home 6 a.m. You are leaving your home 5:30. For those of you in Tunga, leave 5:30. But you, that you are coming from Aramboso, leave 5. And do you know the one coming from Boso left 5 and got to Absalom Garage? The man was already there by 6. They are expecting the second boy. Where is this boy? Where is this boy? Where is this boy? 6:30. Where is this boy? 7 o'clock. And the man said, I didn't make another arrangement. I will have called another person. Where is this boy? Until 7:30, the boy just showed up. Ah. His oga said, where is he? You know, I'm just using that name anyway. I told you 6, you are coming 7:30. Can you see? Come closer. And you know a guy, an apprentice. Come closer. The boy was coming. He said, no, your body may not come closer, but let your head be coming closer to me. And the head came closer. And the man gave the boy a dirty knock. While I am standing here, 2 vehicles have passed. They park people and they are already going. The Oga was telling me here, the Oga was the one relating the story with me. He said, I feel like crying. I feel like crying. See, finally they entered the third bus going, the third car going to Abuja from Absalom Garage. He said he was complaining bitterly. Eh? I want my doju tini. I want my come on. I want a full appointment. I want to head the guy shenan here. He said, I was talking. Until it remains small for us to get to, you know, this Gurara junction. That go to Gurara, and you are looking at Lambata ahead. And he met the first vehicle. Accident there, and everybody in that vehicle died. He said, it was at that place. I said, bring your head back. Bring your head. He said, I now touch the head and say, thank you for disappointing me. Thank you for coming late. We only came late to the appointment at Abuja. We didn't go late in life. He says, at that day I knew, sir, that there are some times when some people disappoint. Don't cry. Don't shout. God knows what he's doing. He said, the boy even told him on the way, sir, immediately you touch my head, the pain of the knock disappear. He said, I stopped complaining because he was just abusing that boy, until they got there and they saw the accident. He knew the first car. He was there when the first car took off. He saw the driver in the pool of blood. He saw everyone in the vehicle and people are shouting. And what's the name? The road safety, they are already there packing their cups inside the pickup. He said, boy, so this is how they will have packed me. But God, look at it, say, a signal. He didn't know. He can't hear. He just wants to walk according to his own plan. And God now gave that boy heavy dose of sleep. Because the boy got there, he didn't tell lie. He said, Mosuni, sir. Mosuni. He said, I even woke up around to 7. I was still doing anyhow. Before I remember, hey, Absalom! The boy didn't even bait. He didn't bait. did God allow that? God wants to preserve his life. There are some times, because God wants to preserve you, he will make somebody to just do something that will change the course of your journey. Not knowing that God was carrying you to avoid untimely death in your life. There are sometimes some people say, the way I plan my life is not the way I'm traveling through it. But do you know, if you go through that your plan, there is possibility that you may not be alive by now. If you go through that plan, according to that plan, there is possibility that nothing good is coming out of your life. One of the days I was asking from the Lord that, Lord, why do you just bring me to Mina? Lock me up in Mina. Just lock me up in Mina. And you know, God, you know. You know where I like. You know where I like. The Lord said, I know where you like. But I brought you to Mina to hide you. I want to hide you. Everywhere you like, you will soon be there. But I want to hide you first of all. And that's God. The elder brothers of Joseph, they sold him, sir. Did this supposed to happen to a man that prays? Did this supposed to happen to a man that is following God in righteousness? Is it the reward of God for people that are seeking him? Whatever you like, ask. God knows what he's doing. The end will justify the beginning. Is somebody hearing me now? Human beings concerned about beginning. 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 When everything is okay like that, say thank God. God has started with us. God has started on a very good note. On a very wonderful note. But to God, end is always the issue with God. That is why the Bible says the end of a matter is better than the beginning thereof. The end of a matter. And that's why he said, those people who start the work, they are not the owner of the work. It's people that get to the end. So very important. So let the focus, let your focus beginning from now be, oh Lord, I will see where you are going to come out with all this disappointment. The two-thirds of the Bible, how many of us know? The two-thirds of the Bible was written by Apostle Paul. How many of us know that? Apostle Paul wrote several of those scriptures. But do you know, as at that time, when he was writing those scriptures, before he started writing scriptures, Apostle Paul was planting churches everywhere. Talk to me. He was planting churches everywhere. He went to Turkey, the present Turkey. The present Turkey was Ephesus. He came to Asia. He came to Ethiopia. He was planting churches everywhere. Schedules. They are bringing Apostle Paul preaching from one place to another. God already knew that the church you are building now, all this auditorium you are building, is mosque in some years to come. It's going to be mosque in some years to come. The only thing that we have, the generation of churches that is coming, is your letter, not your churches. So what do I do now? Let me tie him down in order to write those Bible. God is looking at the future. Apostle Paul is looking at now. So in order for God to tie him down, God won't tell Paul to tie down, and he will tie himself down. So what did God do? God make him to go to prison. You look at that prison. How can a minister of God be going to prison? How can a minister of God be jailed? How can, if his hand is clean, I know if it's this generation, there are so many things we are going to say. Tawe, Bama, Oshe, Ishewan, Ode, Rome, Oshewan, Ode, Corinth, Oshewan. You know, he was just entering prison. It was at the experience of those prison. He now sat down and started writing Bible. And that's why we can stand here today and say we have Bible in our hands. Assuming God allowed Paul to go according to his own plan, there won't be Bible for us to read today. So sometimes, God is preparing you for the nearest future. And that's why he allows some things to happen. They are going to castigate you. It will be as if there is no job. God is using it to preserve you. God is using it to keep you. He works in his own ways. Look at somebody beside that person and say, he works in his own way. Say it one more time. Say, he works in his own ways. So, on several occasions, there are many disappointments that will come. There are some rejections that will come. There are some people that will leave you and walk away. Somebody is not hearing me. I was sharing sometimes ago, few days ago, sir, if the people that we started this church together, if they are still around, there are some of these brothers that won't move closer to microphone. Somebody is not hearing me. There are some this brother that won't come closer to microphone. There are some these sisters that will never even come closer to where I am. Why? Because these are people that we think we are going to use, but God allowed them to walk away so that people with a correct heart can come. There are sometimes God will make some people to walk away from you, all because he wants to get you ready for people that are right in the heart. Very important. So sometimes when we are praying, don't look at the way, don't look at it like human being. It will bring error. Now let me tell you one thing. Everyone in the Bible, are you hearing what I'm saying now? Everyone in the Bible that encounter helper, strategic helper in one area or the other, they always meet disappointment before they meet their helpers. They always meet disappointment before they meet their helpers. The wife of Potiphar disappointed Joseph so that he can meet the sheep butler. Boy, sure. Eliab disappointed David so that he can meet Goliath. God himself disappointed Jesus at Mount Calvary so that you and I can become heirs of the kingdom. So that Jesus can meet us. Assuming God treated him as a righteous man on the cross, he won't die. God turned his back against him. And he was hung on the tree. That is why our salvation is completed. Because he died. How can somebody allow his son to die? Because God wants to win many sons to glory. So this morning, let me ask you a question. Are you disappointed? Have you been let down? Or they sold you to slavery? Or your expectations have not been met? I'm glad to tell you, people of God, congratulations. It's not every disappointment that is from human being alone. There are some that are orchestrated by God. He works in his own way. Do it the way you want to do it, Lord. You know better than I know. You can see better than I see. I won't question, Lord. Have your way. Now, that's where we normally disappoint him. We begin questions. We start questions. Queries. Jam questions. Neko questions. Oh Lord, why me? Oh Lord, why me? Why me? Why me now? Why not you? I'm answering you now. Why not you? Sometimes when you say, why me? God say, why not you? Are you not the one saying that you want to go up? Why not you? For God to add more feather to the cap of Samson, his kindred, they disappointed him. They bound him and delivered him to the hand of the enemy. Sometimes people castigated you. Sometimes some people take job away from you and you are rendered jobless. And you think they are working against you. No, God is planning you for something bigger. Look at somebody beside that person and say, God is planning me for something bigger. God is planning my life. God is planning my journey for something bigger. God is planning your life for something bigger. So don't be bitter. Don't cry. Don't shout. Now, why do we miss this experience? There are three things that make us to miss this experience whenever God is working in his own way. Because it doesn't align with our own way. Because it doesn't align with our own way. Number one thing is, we pick offense. And let me tell you one thing. These three things I want to show you now are things that truncate what God wants to do. The moment you stand or you step into any of these three, you have canceled your results. Do you hear what I've just said? You have canceled what? You have canceled your results. You have canceled your results. How many of us know where the test starts from for Joseph? Let's look at the book of Psalm 105. Let's start reading from verse 17. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, very quickly. I want to show you something about this man. Very quickly, please give us on the screen. Give us on the screen because of people that are online. Yes, go ahead. He sent a man before them, Psalm 105, verse 17. Yes, go ahead. Even Joseph. Yeah, who was sold for a servant? Feet hot with fetters. He was laid in, can you see disappointment? He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came. Tried him. They lose him. The ruler of the people. They let him go free. Hey, wait. The ruler of the people made him lord of his house. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
All his substance.
And ruler of all his substance.
To bind his princes at his pleasure.
To bind his princes at his pleasure.
And teach his senators wisdom.
Senators, to teach them wisdom. Look up, everybody. Who can tell me who Potiphar was in the cabinet of Pharaoh? Answer me. He served senator. Okay, no problem. Let's agree. An advisor. Okay. Chief of the guards. As according to commentary that we read, we learned that he was the itinerant. It's like minister of transportation. So that's why anywhere Pharaoh goes, he also goes. That's why he doesn't stay at home most of the time. So it's like the head of the bodyguard. He's a minister. So if we say princes of the king, Potiphar was one of them. If we say senator, Potiphar was one of them. So what the Bible says it does, it teaches his senators wisdom. So God wants to watch now. Thank God we have lost you. You are now a teacher to senators. All senators carry their seat and Joseph stand before them. But God is watching. You have power now, even to kill Potiphar. Let me check you out. God is watching. So let's see whether Joseph will fuck up. And he said, good morning, sir. He said, good morning, everybody. Good morning, senators. Good morning, princes. God bless you. Take your seat. And God was watching. He didn't get to class for one day. Because if he took revenge, you know, I'm going there now because almost the three things I'm to share now, they are almost the same thing. If he pick offense against Potiphar, who took him to the prison? Sir, Bible will record it. Somebody is not hearing me. And we never had it in the Bible. We never read it in the Bible where it said, Mr. Potiphar, stand up, big head. Shebi, you put me in the prison. Shebi. Eniyami waju. Oba Olorun wo kan. Can you see your life now? And begin to sing proverbial songs. I want on damu mi baba. I want to yomi lenu baba o. Potiphar, come out. Knee down there. Because you must know now that Joseph has become prime minister. Pharaoh told him with his mouth, he's only on the throne, I'll be higher than you. You are in control of this country. He said, now, Mr. Man, I want you to go on exile. In order for me not to kill you. Ete lobu ya wo inye wana eje inri. Ko ware di. Idi to re lo jonye, ko ware mbi. But do you know Joseph never mentioned it? Joseph never count anything against Potiphar. On several occasions, we allow God to cancel our result because you hold too many issues against too many people. They are not the one. It's God that is planning great things for you. They are not the one that is planning great things for you. They are not the one. I'm shouting into your hearing this morning. Hear it very well. They are not the one. Let them go free. Look at somebody beside tell that person, they are not the one. Oh, you are not saying it very well. Sir, are you sure he is not the one? Wait. Jesus was not sleeping. Jesus was not drunk. When Potiphar said, was not drunk. When Potiphar said, okay, you people, I don't know what to do to this man now. This man. They said, crucify him. Boy. Crucify. The wife of Pilate came to him and said, sir, I had a dream overnight. So remove your hand from the issue of this man. The dream I have overnight is a terrible dream. Pilate said, Elabangbe, Omiwa. He washed his hand, he washed his leg. He said, I remove my hand from this matter. They said, okay, let me just do something. I think I should be able to free this man. The man was trying to play safe. He went and brought out somebody called Barabbas. Barabbas is a notorious armed robber who killed them, a bandit, a Boko Haram leader. And he brought him out. And he said, okay, between this one that is killing you every day. And he said, okay, between this one that is killing you every day and this one that is performing miracle every day, who do I release to you? They said, Barabbas! Ah! Barabbas! He will kill you more. We agree. He said, okay, oh, if I release Barabbas to you, nobody should complain. But he said, okay, oh, if I release Barabbas to you, nobody should complain. But this man that you want to go and kill, oh, my hand no deal. His blood no deal my neck. Oh. What they shall? Let his blood be upon us and upon our children's children. Huh? The hatred was too much. And sir, they carried Jesus. They hung him on the tree. They brought out name. Is Agbelero Ishonio. Kishe Shosisio. Agbelero Nio. Agbelero. The one they constructed. Constructed name. And they gave him in his hand. Bah! And they gave him in his hand. Bah! They gave him on the two legs. They bind the leg together. Bam! Blood was coming out. You must know that if they put nail in your hand, before it can come out at the other side, it will break every vein and every bone. And pierce the body. And they hang him on the tree. And pierce the body. And they hang him on the tree. My brother, if you are the one, the first word that will come from your mouth, kotoku. In nato da komara, arato da komo eje. Ha! Eje to da komo ejo. Ejo to da komo akeke. Akeke to wa da komo eyin eniyan. To da komo kini o. You are going to mix different kind of ferocious animal together and say, begin to bite them now. But do you know what Jesus said? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. But let me ask you a question. Who are the people that didn't know what they are doing? Who are the people? Jesus still agreed. They don't know what they are doing. If they know, they won't do it. There are some people, let me tell you one thing, they don't know what they are doing to you. If they know, they won't do it. Because they don't know that it will end you in a glorious place. They don't know it's going to end in praise. If they know it's going to end you in a glorious, they don't know it's going to end in praise. If they know it's going to end you in a glorious place, they won't do it. If the brother of Joseph knew that he will end up in the palace, sir, they won't sell him. The people that want him to die, they won't sell him. Hey, you are philosophy. Afikon. You know Jani. You are going nowhere. In fact, they will prefer to kill him by their own hand. But they sold him to slavery, thinking their trouble has gone, not knowing that they are defender, they are restorer, they are preserver, as they sent ahead. Restorer, they are preserver, as they sent ahead. He saw Potiphar, he pretended, and Potiphar also maintained his head. Nobody talks. Joseph also did not talk. And he does his work correctly. He taught them all he need to teach them. The Bible says he was teaching the senators. He never mentioned it one day. He's one of you. Koma gulara. Kona ye koma gulara. Koma she ki. Loka ye. Koma she ki. Loka ye. Koma she ki. Loka ye. He's one of you that sold me to the prison. But glory to God, I'm out. You can only put me in prison for a while, but I can't remain there forever. Thank God. I'm out now. Thank God. I'm out. The person that did this one, Pilo Bereuruko. Boy, didn't he say 45? He said, P is the one that started his name. All of you that are PPPPP here, may God PPP your lives. But do you know, Joseph never mentioned it. And God said, you passed number one. You didn't take offense. You passed number one. I'm bringing the greatest. All the elder brother, they just came. Sir, like Almanjiri one day. All of them. Ah, Ruben, eh? Enyi Ruben, tete, yonte. Eh, ya. Simeon, Zebulu, Gad. Simeon, Zebulu, Gad. What's the name again? Asher. All of them, they all came. And innocently, they are buying grain. This one say Okababa. That one say Agbado. This one say rice. This one say beans. And they are buying like that so that they can have variety at home. And Joseph was looking at them as they are buying. They don't know me again. In fact, Lord, you want by emoticon here. Eh? In their own eye, me, I don't die. Ah! He thought, he cried. Sir, that cry is not a small cry. Oh. Should I kill them? Should I imprison them? Should I massacre them? Ah, he was crying because he didn't know what to do. He said, but no, I won't do that. God said, you are passing my test. That is why the name of Joseph still remain in remembrance up to this morning. Let people go. They are not the one. God is the one that used them for you. Yes. They kick against you. God is the one using them. They didn't like you. God is the one using them. Let them go. If you want to see your helper, don't pick offense. Oh God, look at somebody beside that person. Say, don't pick offense. Oh, say it louder now. Pick offense. Oh, say it louder now. Some people are already sleeping here. Eh? Say it again. I know some of you will say, but sir, what you are saying is not easy. Grace is sufficient. Don't pick offense. If you pick offense, don't pick offense. If you pick offense, you cancel your result. You cancel your reward. Don't pick offense. No, don't. Don't pick offense. It's not everybody that is singing Ibite si mi de me mo pe mo le de be o mo yin ologo. Now let me tell you one thing. Ibi t'Olorun si elomi de ti ota o ba dide ogun ko ni de be. Mi de ti ota o ba dide ogun ko ni de be. If the enemy didn't rise up against you, you won't get there. So be excited. Rejoice that they disappoint you. Rejoice that they crucify you. Is somebody hearing me today? There are several of our members here. There are several people here. I can mention up to about 5 or 6 people that are in this church now, listening to me, listening to the word of God. They only heard from the enemy that I am a wicked man. In fact, there is one of the brothers. There is one of the brothers that they told him that in that church is human blood we are drinking. It's not only communion. So he now came to church for 2 things that day. Number one, to charge his phone. To do what? Then number two, to check out if truly. To do what? Then number two, to check out if truly human blood we are drinking. And today, he has sung, you have danced. There are some people, if they don't talk bad about you, they won't know you. They won't know you at the top. They won't know you where they're supposed to know you. Don't pick offense. Look at somebody beside that person. Say, don't pick offense. Don't hate them. Say it louder now. Number two thing that make people to cancel their result is bitterness. They started getting embittered about themselves. It's not your fault. Amen. Rise up and go and help me tell 5 people. Say, it's not your fault. Now, I'm not talking about people that are committing sin and they are suffering for their sin. But go and help me tell 5 people. It's not your fault. 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 Whose fault is it for Paul to be thrown to the prison? Nobody's fault. God is just working things out according to his own plan. Whose fault it is for Joseph to be taken to the prison? They lie against him. Whose fault it is for Joseph to be taken to the prison? They lie against him and they took him to prison indefinitely. No jail term. Whose fault? It's nobody's fault. So stop being bitter about yourself. I made a mistake. It's not every mistake that is your fault. Look at somebody beside you and say, it's not my fault. You are not saying it very well. You are not even bold about it. Say it one more time. It's not your fault. So stop being bitter. Stop being bitter about yourself. Stop getting angry at yourself. Stop killing yourself on the inside. Ah! Ojo Peter, you didn't get it right. It's not your fault, please. Don't cancel your results. Because it's not your fault, please. Don't cancel your results. Because there are sometimes, many people have condemned themselves to the point that when God is now bringing the helper, they don't have the self-confidence to receive what they are bringing anymore. Sir, just like the way Joseph left his father's house, by the time he met Pharaoh, he's still intact. He's still intact. Sir, be intact. What I say? Say it one more time. Say it again. Because your miracle is very close. Be intact. Don't worry, that baby will soon come. It's not your fault. There are some of the sisters, they have been to hospital. They said nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with your womb. Nothing is wrong with your being to hospital. They said nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with your womb. Nothing is wrong with your fallopian tube. Nothing. One of the sisters came to me recently. She was crying. Baby, there is no test we have not done. There is no test, though. No test. We have not done. I said, where is your husband? He said, how can God be doing this kind of a thing for me? I said, go and call your husband for me. Because it's your husband that will give me a witness. I had it, but I want to hear from your husband again. The husband came. The husband said, I'll be talking to her to stop crying. He said, she will not stop. I said, okay, wait. Hey, bros. The first night that you sleep with your wife, waiting up. He says, sir, I couldn't even sleep with her that day. Because number one, I'm a virgin, she's a virgin. We don't even know how to do it. Until we went, Mama took it. Until we went, Mama took them to a doctor who can sell them. I say, and you met her. You saw the blood. He said, yes. I said, so sister, do you move with strange men when you are single? He said, no. Do they remove your womb? He said, no. Anything wrong with your fallopian tube? He said, no. I said, sister, it's not your fault. Anything wrong with your fallopian tube? He said, no. I said, sister, it's not your fault. God is preparing your womb for a president. Somebody is not hearing me. There are some child in this world. It's not every womb that can carry it. For your information, it's not every woman that can carry Jesus. Come closer. The way you are shaking your head from afar is like you are not hearing me. Come. I'm through now. Hello? What was the prophecy about Jesus? The prophecy about Jesus. A virgin shall be with a child. Abi?
Yes, sir.
A virgin. Answer me now. Can Rahab carry such a baby?
Yes, sir.
No,
daddy.
I was begging one girl about 3 days ago. Are you sure you are still a virgin? He said, daddy, I'm a virgin. I said, I beg you in the name of the Lord. I beg you in the name of the Lord. I beg you. Remain intact till your husband will meet you. Remain intact. Till your husband will meet you. I'm not begging her for myself. But I'm begging her for what is going to come out of her womb. It's not every destiny child that every womb can carry. If they have been sleeping with you at the back of the house, they have been kissing you, pecking you, putting finger under you, there are some baby you can't carry again. You have become a dirty vessel. And I say, young lady, God, baby you can't carry again. You have become a dirty vessel. And I say, young lady, God is preparing your womb for a glorious child. That the whole world will hear the glory of that child. It may be as if I'm preaching heresy, but I know that it's not every woman that can give birth to Jesus. It will take a virgin. In fact, it's not just a virgin. It's not just a virgin that is going to club. Not a virgin they have been kissing and pecking. A whole virgin. A whole what?
A whole virgin.
Not a virgin they have been dragging on bed. A whole what?
A whole virgin.
Not a virgin they have been dragging on bed. Me oshe. No. My mother will not like you. Say, okay. Let me just kiss you. So he will have canceled the program of God for Mary. But a lady that is whole. So there are some child God wants to send to this world. Not from every womb, but from the womb that is preserved. And how glorious, how mighty that glory will be will determine how God will take his time to prepare that womb. So at the cost of preparation, don't be bitter with yourself. Look at somebody beside that person, say, don't be bitter with yourself. Why are you embittered? It's not your fault. Say, don't be bitter with yourself. Why are you embittered? It's not your fault. Why are you embittered? It's not your fault. And I told the lady, it's not your fault. Have you been to hospital and performed abortion before? He said, never in my life. He said, daddy, you had that my husband met me at home. I said, then rejoice and celebrate. It's not your fault. If baby has not come, it's not your fault. And I'm saying it to everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb this month. And I'm saying it to everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb this morning. It's not your fault. There are some of you that have legitimate work. You are not a Yahoo man. You are not a Yahoo boy. Somebody is not hearing me. You are working with your hand. And it's like money is not coming. It's not your fault. Wait. Money will soon come. To everyone that work legitimately, money will come to their hands. God may be preparing everyone that work legitimately, money will come to their hands. God may be preparing you to be a millionaire. Because somebody who have never been hungry will not know the meaning of being filled. Somebody is not hearing me. So they are back home. So there are sometimes God take you through something. And that thing that you are going through is what you are going to deal with in the life of people. Somebody is not hearing me. Pastor Kayode was sharing with me about a few days ago that one of the pastors in Minna here, the breeze of the rain of last Sunday blew his house away. Mr. Jayoba, you saw me yesterday. I was coming from the place. The breeze removed the entire building and made the work to collapse. Unfortunately, didn't collapse on anybody, collapse on a visitor in his house. So bad. Break the back of the boy and break the leg and all of that. So I was there. I had to pray for the boy and I went there to go and greet him. Ah, he said, man of God, you call me and you are coming again to greet me. Do you know why I have to go there? I've known the meaning of somebody not having a roof on top of his head. He said, in the old town, you are the only one that come to say hello. All the men of God are over her. Nobody came. I said, they don't know the meaning. Some of them have been living from house to house. But I've lived from house to road, from road back to the house. So when somebody didn't have a place to lay his head, I know what it means. Somebody is not hearing me. And I was there, I encouraged him. I didn't give him money, but I encouraged him. And when I got there, I said, sir, the following morning, one man just came. He said, there is a 2-bedroom flat down there. I've paid. Pack your things there. I said, that is God. You know, there are so many people today, they don't have compassion in their eyes about some people. You know why? Because they don't know what it means. Yesterday, I was looking at the number of the military men that died in that aircraft. And as the children and the wife are crying, I felt like crying. Even till this morning, I still feel like crying for them. Do you know why? My father left me when I was 4. And I knew the agony of staying with mother. Why? My father left me when I was 4. And I knew the agony of staying with mother alone. It's so terrible. Boy, it's so terrible. Yesterday night, I and one of my elder staff were still talking about it. How our mother suffered over us. He didn't even see anything good coming ahead before she died. I know what it means. So there are some of you, God wants to make you an encouragement to people that are looking for baby tomorrow, so that they don't go and commit suicide. You just look at their face, say, sister, wipe your tears. You don't need to kill yourself. I was there. I was believing God for the fruit of the womb for 10 years. He said, man, the way you are. He said, sure. And I survived it. If I can survive it, you will survive it. There are some of you, you are a millionaire in the next few months. You didn't say amen. Yeah. But your own type of millionaire is not going to be a millionaire that is spending money everywhere. You are going to be a type of millionaire that will tell people, say, wait, I worked for 25 years, no money. Type of millionaire that will tell people, say, wait, I worked for 25 years, no money, nothing. So, bro, keep working. Miracle is on the way. You can be an encouragement. There are some of you have had a broken relationship. Husband left you, everybody left you. God wants to use you to heal some people's pain tomorrow. God wants to use you to heal some people's pain tomorrow. So, pass through well and be intact.
Don't be embittered. Don't be embittered with yourself. Don't be bitter. Look at somebody beside, turn up and say, don't be bitter.
Don't be bitter.
If you are bitter, you will cancel your result. And lastly, this morning is avoid retaliation. Because on several occasions, some people want to retaliate. Retaliation. Because on several occasions, some people want to retaliate. I will retaliate. You slap me one, I will slap you two. No. It's not every time. He slap you because God wants him to slap you. Somebody is not hearing me. He slap you because God allowed him to slap you. He slap you. Because God allowed him to slap you. He slap you. How many of you have been going on the road, like our road now, Nikangbe Road? And the car was just coming. It doesn't look whether you are on the road or not. And it just splashed dirty water on you. Pah! And lo and behold, you are going to wedding ceremony with white garments. And lo and behold, you are going to wedding ceremony with white garments. And just splash the water. And you do, you carry your hand like this, you bring it down. That is Nikama Maya Kamo. Ah, Oga, you are long. You have no option than to go back home. Congratulate yourself. Because you soon have Kai also. You soon have car. Congratulate yourself. Because you soon have Kai also. You soon have car. If you have not been through that, I doubt it whether you will have car. Is somebody hearing me today? Sure. So avoid retaliation. Avoid retaliation. You have not seen a place. The people that kick against you for you to get to where you are going, they are the ones that first come to congratulate you. Avoid retaliation. You know, I see many of us, there are some people you still want to retaliate against. I believe God is coming this morning so that you don't cancel your results. Don't bother yourself. Don't bother yourself. And do you know the best? Don't bother yourself. Don't bother yourself. And do you know the best retaliation? The greatest and the best retaliation is success. The greatest and the best retaliation is what? Any time you go, lepago. Yesterday, one of the mummy at the apostolic, you know, is a very lovely woman. Even that's why she knelt down here to greet me. She has already passed money to my hand. Say, daddy, you won't know. The woman knows how she give me things. She even told me, said, do you know that I lost my husband? I said, honestly, I never heard of it. She now described the new place she is. I said, okay, no problem, I'll check on you. And the woman said, He said, I was even asking from people yesterday, John Bonjo, tell her, are you sure we are in Tabernacle of Mercy? Oh, Jupiter. Only Belewasa. Ma. Only, oh, girl. Pelu gbogbo ejo ta won eyan ro na ma oni oga o pelu gbogbo ejo ta won eyan ro na Olorun papa se leyi I say bo se ma ri ni e ma. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
upon they have done to bring you down. So now what is that woman reflecting on? They have done to bring you down. So now what is that woman reflecting on? Omo retaliate. And the retaliation is to succeed.
Yes.
If you didn't succeed, you have no retaliation.
Yeah.
You rise up, my retaliate for anything. Yeah. Olofo. Olofo. Olofo for retaliate. Zeruma. A Zeruma want to retaliate. But when you succeed, you park a car where they don't expect car from you.
Yes.
Somebody is not hearing me. In fact, your car is coming. They say, governor is coming. Governor is coming. Ejoy Paramount, governor is coming. And you park, you came down, say, hey. Naim. And you park, you came down, say, Naim. Now you be this. And they just look at you. And they have no option than to bow. You know, there are some people, you greet them by force. Tipatipan. Laughing fairer and tobacco law. He now bowed, but he didn't like it. The elder brothers of Joseph, they prostrate on the ground. They say, our brother, you are justified. They want to start again. You know, I'm the one that didn't allow them to kill you. When they throw you inside the pit, I rescue you. He said, look, don't argue among yourself. It's evil all of you plan for me. But God turned it around for good. When their father died, they went to Canaan to go and bury him. They returned back and they sent message to him. We have meeting with you tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Anything? They said, no. Okay. Family meeting, right? They said something like that. When they got there again, the following morning, they prostrated. Joseph, you're totally alone. About what? He said, Toshele. That thing that happened, that we sold you to slavery. And he said, why are you begging me again? And now our father is dead. And he said, why are you begging me again? And now our father is dead. We will know you will retaliate. He said, me. This is me. If I will retaliate, I will have retaliated long ago. The people that sold him to slavery, he gave them an estate. He gave them what? What's the name of the estate? Goshen. Goshen Estate. He gave them what? What's the name of the estate? Goshen. Goshen Estate. He gave them that place. He sanctified it. When plague was coming, he didn't touch them. How can Joseph do that? He didn't have retaliation inside of him. Help me tell three people around you. He didn't have retaliation inside of him. Help me tell three people around you. Say, avoid retaliation. God is the one using them. God is the one using them. It's not everything, everyone that is doing something good that God is using. There are some people doing bad things. God is just using them for you. God is using them for you. Avoid retaliation. How many things that you must avoid today in order for you not to cancel your results? What is number one thing you must avoid? Offense. What's number two you must avoid? Bitterness. Thing you must avoid? Offense. What's number two you must avoid? Bitterness against yourself. What is number three now? Retaliation. Lift up your two hands to God of heaven. Say, Father, do my life the way you want to do it. I yield to your will, I surrender all to you. I yield to your will, I surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your will. All to you. Do you know that song? Where's obedience? All to you. I give it all to you. I give it all to you.
All to you. All to you.
I want you to pray that prayer. Pray that prayer quickly. Pray that prayer quickly. Pray that prayer quickly. Pray that prayer quickly. That Lord, I surrender unto you. I yield my life. I open my life to you. Since your ways are higher than my ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts, Holy Spirit, do it your way. Plan my life the way you want. I won't complain. In the name of Jesus. Of Jesus.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Enough for me.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Enough for me.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough. Enough for me.
Oh, your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough. Oh yes, your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Oh yes, your grace is enough.
Enough for me.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Your grace is enough.
Enough for me.
I give you all.
I give you all
of me. Take all of me, oh God.
Take all.
Lift up your voice and sing it. Lift up your twangs. Lift up your voice and sing it. Lift up your twangs. In absolute surrender, I give you all. I give you all.
I give you all.
I give you all. All of me. Oh yes, take all of me. All of me. I give you all. One more time. I give you all.
All of me.
Oh yes, take all of Jehovah.
Take all. All of me.
Your grace is enough.
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 Enough for me.
Your grace is enough.
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 Enough for me.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now look up, everybody. This story, I don't normally like to share it. I'll share it deeply. There are two brothers coming to church one time. That time were there. The church was very young. Coming to church one time. That time were there. The church was very young. Two brothers. One of them is still with us till tomorrow. Why the other one refused to come to church? But they were friends. And the way they were going, I saw that they are going far. And I spoke to both of them. After Sunday service, I invite them, I'll talk to them. So one stayed, is still with me up to now. We still spoke yesterday. But the other one didn't attend church, but he now picked one sister in the church. The other one didn't attend church, but he now picked one sister in the church that he wants to marry. But I never knew. So the relationship eventually did not work out. So the sister in the church now believe that is the wife of that one that stay in the church. Because that one that stay in the church already married. So he now believe that the wife of the one that stay in the, that one that stay in the church already married. So he now believe that the wife of the one that stay in the church is the one that went to castigate her for that brother. For the friend of her husband. That didn't allow the relationship to work out. So the relationship scattered. The other brother that didn't stay in church that left that sister now went. The other brother that didn't stay in church that left that sister now went and married another person. In fact, a medical doctor. And they did the wedding. But this sister in the church started getting embittered against the wife of the brother that is in the house. And I keep telling them, all of the pastors, about two or three pastors were involved. Before they finally carried the case to me. I said, young lady, you better shut your spirit down and know that God is working out something for you. I said, look, leave this lady out of it. The lady was even saying that I didn't say anything about you. But the other brother, because he's a troublesome person, he just wants to cause trouble. He said, he's the wife of my friend that told me you are not a good girl. I said, forget about it. God has a plan for you. God has a better plan for you. Just like the message I'm preaching this morning. God has a plan for you. Just yield your life to him. So they canceled matter. They started relating well and all of that. I said, don't be bitter against this sister. There is something great coming ahead of you. You will cancel your result if you are not careful. And to the glory of God, the sister eventually got married. She got married not up to 3 months. And to the glory of God, the sister eventually got married. She got married not up to 3 months. The other brother that didn't stay in church that wanted to marry her before died. She called me off, oh daddy. So I will have become a widow. Because it was a terminal disease they later discovered. See, this is how I will have become a widow. See, I told you. As I am talking now, the sister in the church that I'm talking about and his husband, they are not in Nigeria now. In fact, where God has placed both of them now is so glorious. What am I trying to say, people of God, is it's not every disappointment you should cry about. I speak over you today. Receive a right spirit. Receive a right spirit. Receive a right spirit. You will see correctly. You will see correctly. The Lord will help your heart.